Welcome to the Sleep Podcast by Slow. Before we dive into tonight's sleep story, meet Slow, our premium sleep app. Slow is your dedicated sleep companion, tailored to meet your unique needs. Imagine the feeling of waking up after a night of deep, uninterrupted slumber. Quality sleep not only enhances your well-being, but also fosters heightened focus, productivity, happiness, and reduced stress. With personalized sound mixing, Slow lets you create your own sleep sanctuary. Whether it's a jungle, a river, or any soundscape you desire, Slow has it all with a free trial. Now let's immerse ourselves in tonight's episode, where comfort and serenity await.
The Whispering Sands, a relaxing sleep story by Slow. In the heart of a vast and scorching desert, where the relentless sun ruled the land and the sand stretched endlessly in every direction, there existed a hidden secret, a place of wonder and rejuvenation, known only to a few. This place was the desert oasis. It was said that the desert oasis was a sanctuary created by the desert itself, a response to the unyielding challenges of the arid landscape. Deep beneath the shifting dunes, a hidden aquifer fed into a secluded paradise, an Eden amid the desolation. Few had ever ventured to discover the oasis, and fewer still had returned to tell of its wonders. Among those who sought its mysteries was a solitary traveler named Samuel. His journey had been long and treacherous, a quest driven by a thirst not just for water, but for solace and meaning in a world where he felt adrift. For days, Samuel had navigated the merciless desert, his canteen running dry, his body weary and sunburned. Just as he was about to surrender to the relentless heat, he spotted a sight that defied belief, a shimmering mirage that seemed too vivid to be an illusion. "Each tree," Ilara said, "carries the whispers of those who have found solace here. They hold the dreams, hopes, and fears of countless souls. And in return, they offer their wisdom to those who are willing to listen." With a sense of reverence, Samuel followed Ilara to the heart of the oasis, where the ancient trees stood tall and proud. Their gnarled branches reached toward the heavens, and their leaves rustled like pages of an ancient manuscript. Ilara invited Samuel to sit beneath one of the oldest and wisest trees, its bark weathered and rough to the touch. She instructed him to close his eyes, breathe deeply, and open his heart to the tree's wisdom. As Samuel sat in quiet meditation, he began to feel a connection, a profound sense of oneness with the oasis, the trees, and the people who had sought refuge here. It was as if the collective consciousness of the oasis enveloped him, sharing its ancient wisdom and timeless secrets. In that stillness, Samuel learned that the oasis was not merely a place of physical beauty, but a repository of the human spirit, a sanctuary where people had come to find solace, heal their wounds, and discover their own inner strength. Summoning the last of his strength, Samuel followed the mirage, stumbling through the dunes with determination. As he emerged from his meditation, Samuel realized that the oasis's secrets were not hidden away in dusty tomes or guarded by locks and keys. They were woven into the very fabric of the oasis, waiting to be discovered by those who approached with an open heart. Ilara smiled at Samuel's newfound understanding and whispered, "The oasis has shared its secrets with you because it recognizes the sincerity of your spirit. Cherish these moments, for they are a gift from the heart of the desert itself." And so, as the sun dipped below the horizon and the oasis glowed with the soft light of dusk, Samuel carried the oasis's secrets within him. He knew that these secrets were not his alone, but belonged to all who sought solace in the heart of the desert oasis. As you drift into sleep, my dear listener, may you too discover the secrets that lie within your own heart. Just as the oasis offered its wisdom to Samuel, may you find the guidance and solace you seek in the depths of your dreams. The seasons turned and the desert oasis continued to be Samuel's sanctuary, a place where he found peace, solace, and a deeper understanding of himself. With each passing day, his bond with the oasis and its inhabitants grew stronger, and he became a source of wisdom and guidance for others who sought refuge there. As he drew closer, the mirage coalesced into a lush grove of palm trees, their fronds rustling in a cool breeze. One evening, as the stars twinkled in the vast desert sky and the crescent moon hung low, Samuel sat by the shimmering waters, reflecting on his incredible journey. He thought about the countless stories he had heard, the friendships he had forged, and the wisdom he had gained. It was then that Ilara approached him, her eyes twinkling with a mischievous glint. "Samuel," she said, "the time has come for you to receive a gift from the oasis, a gift that is bestowed upon those who have embraced its mysteries." Intrigued, Samuel watched as Ilara reached into the folds of her robe and produced a small, intricately carved box. The wood was dark and polished, and the carvings depicted scenes of the desert, the oasis, and the ancient trees. "This box," Ilara explained, "is a repository of the oasis's wisdom. It holds the collective knowledge and experiences of all who have sought solace here, including your own." Samuel carefully opened the box, and inside he found a collection of small, smooth stones, each one bearing a symbol or word. Ilara instructed him to choose a stone at random, for it would reveal a message, a piece of wisdom that the oasis had chosen to share with him. He couldn't believe his eyes. Closing his eyes, Samuel reached into the box and selected a stone. When he opened his eyes, he saw the word "renewal" etched onto the stone's surface. Ilara smiled and said, "Renewal is the oasis's gift to you, Samuel. It is a reminder that, like the desert after a long drought, you too can find renewal and transformation in your life." As Samuel held the stone in his hand, he felt a surge of gratitude wash over him. He knew that this gift was not just a symbol but a profound truth, one that he would carry with him on his journey beyond the oasis. With Alara's guidance, Samuel returned the stones to the box, and she sealed it with a gentle nod. "Remember," she said, "the Oasis's wisdom is not confined to this box, but resides in your heart. Carry it with you always, and may it guide you through the deserts and oases of life. In the years that followed, Samuel continued to visit the desert oasis, not as a seeker, but as a guardian of its wisdom. Before him lay the entrance to the desert oasis. He shared the stories and lessons he had learned, offering solace and guidance to those who arrived with open hearts. As you close your eyes and prepare to drift into dreams, remember the gift of renewal that the oasis bestowed upon Samuel. Just as the desert blooms after the rains, so too can your spirit find renewal and transformation. May your heart be open to the wisdom that surrounds you, and may you carry the gift of the oasis with you on your own journey. Good night, dear listener, and may your dreams be filled with the gentle whispers of the desert oasis. Samuel entered the oasis with a sense of awe and reverence. He marveled at the clear pools of water surrounded by vibrant greenery, the oasis's jewel nestled in the heart of the unforgiving desert. The air was filled with the sweet scent of blooming flowers, and the melodic chirping of birds echoed through the palm trees. In the center of the oasis, Samuel discovered a small, serene pond with crystal clear water. As he knelt to drink, he saw his own reflection, a face weathered by time and hardships, but still filled with a glimmer of hope. Over the course of his stay, Samuel explored the oasis, discovering its hidden treasures and meeting its enigmatic inhabitants, a tribe of desert dwellers who had long called this oasis their home. They welcomed him with open hearts and shared tales of the oasis's origins, its mystical properties, and the boundless wisdom it held. As Samuel spent time among the oasis's residents, he felt a transformation occurring within himself. The harsh memories of the desert journey began to fade, replaced by a newfound sense of peace and clarity. It was as though the oasis had washed away the burdens of the past, leaving him with a heart open to the wonders of the present. In the cool of the night, as he lay beneath a canopy of stars, Samuel realized that the desert oasis was more than a place of water and respite. It was a place of inner awakening and renewal. It had quenched his physical thirst, but it had also quenched his soul's thirst for meaning and connection. With each passing day, Samuel grew stronger, and the desert seemed a little less unforgiving. The oasis had given him the gift of rejuvenation, and he had given it the gift of his presence and gratitude. In this symbiotic exchange, he learned that even in the harshest of landscapes, there could be hidden pockets of grace and beauty. As Samuel's time in the desert oasis drew to a close, he realized that he couldn't keep this secret to himself. He vowed to return to the outside world, to share the oasis's existence with others who might be wandering lost in the desert, searching for their own oasis of hope and healing. And so, as the first light of dawn broke over the horizon, Samuel bid farewell to the oasis and its people, knowing that he carried its magic within him. With newfound purpose, he ventured back into the vast desert, guided by the whispering sands and the promise of the desert oasis. In the nights that followed, as you lie in your cozy bed, may you too find solace in the knowledge that even in life's most arid moments, there are hidden oases of rejuvenation and wonder waiting to be discovered. As Samuel journeyed back through the unforgiving desert, he couldn't help but reflect on the profound transformation the desert oasis had wrought within him. The scorching sun no longer felt as oppressive, and the once daunting dunes seemed less insurmountable. He felt a deep sense of purpose, a calling to share the oasis's secret with the world. Samuel's return journey was arduous, but his memories of the oasis fueled his determination. He knew that the oasis was not just a sanctuary for those weary of body, but also a haven for those weary of spirit. As he traveled, he encountered other travelers on their own quests, their eyes filled with the same desperation he had once known. With each encounter, Samuel would share stories of the desert oasis, its beauty, its rejuvenating waters, and the kindness of its inhabitants. He painted vivid pictures with his words, describing the cool shade of the palm trees, the vibrant colors of the flowers, and the gentle songs of the birds that graced the oasis. He spoke of the oasis's mysterious origins, as told to him by the desert dwellers, and of the wisdom that permeated the very air. As word of the oasis spread, a sense of hope began to blossom among those who heard Samuel's tales. People from distant lands set out on pilgrimages of their own, following his descriptions and trusting in the promise of the oasis's transformative power. Samuel's return journey took many months, and he faced countless challenges along the way. Yet he remained steadfast, buoyed by the belief that the desert oasis was not just a hidden gem, but a beacon of hope for all who sought it. He was not alone in his quest, for the spirits of those he met on his journey, spirits now rekindled with hope, seemed to guide him. Finally, one day, he stood once more at the edge of the unforgiving desert, the shimmering mirage that marked the oasis's entrance before him. Samuel's heart swelled with emotion as he gazed upon the oasis. He knew that the guardians of the oasis would be waiting to greet him, for he was not just a traveler returning, but a messenger of hope. Indeed, as he stepped into the oasis, he was welcomed with open arms by the desert dwellers who had watched over the sanctuary. They had known that the oasis's secret could not remain hidden forever, and they embraced their role as its protectors and guides. The oasis had thrived in the presence of newcomers, and its magic had deepened. Samuel watched with joy as people from far and wide arrived, their weary faces transformed by wonder and gratitude. He realized that the oasis's gift was not finite but boundless, a wellspring of renewal that could touch the lives of countless souls. As Samuel settled into life at the oasis, he understood that his role had evolved. He was no longer the solitary traveler seeking solace, but a guardian and storyteller, sharing the oasis's gift with all who sought it. His days were filled with laughter, companionship, and the knowledge that he was part of something far greater than himself. And so, under the benevolent watch of the oasis's guardians, the desert oasis continued to flourish, its waters offering not just physical refreshment but also a spiritual oasis for the weary souls of the world. Samuel's journey had come full circle, and he found his own solace in knowing that he had brought hope to others. As you drift into slumber, may you carry with you the knowledge that hope, like the desert oasis, is a gift meant to be shared. In the darkest of times, may you remember that there are oases of hope and rejuvenation waiting to be discovered, and that your journey, like Samuel's, can be filled with purpose and transformation. Nights at the desert oasis held a unique enchantment. Under the vast expanse of the desert sky, the stars shimmered like scattered diamonds, and the moon bathed the oasis in a gentle, silvery glow. It was during these midnight hours that the oasis revealed another layer of its magic, the midnight serenity. Samuel often found himself wandering the oasis at night, his steps guided by the soft illumination of the moon. He had discovered that the oasis transformed after dark, as if it whispered its secrets only to those who sought its wisdom under the cover of night. One such evening, as he strolled along the edge of the oasis, Samuel heard a faint melodic sound in the distance. Intrigued, he followed the gentle lilting notes that seemed to hang in the air like a delicate mist. The music led him deeper into the oasis, where he came upon a gathering of people seated in a circle, their faces illuminated by the soft glow of lanterns. In the center of the circle, a woman with long, flowing hair played a traditional wooden flute. Her music was ethereal, weaving through the night air like a soothing lullaby. Others joined in, playing instruments of their own, a soft drumbeat, the plucking of strings, and the haunting strains of a harp. As Samuel settled among them, he realized that this was no ordinary gathering. It was a midnight serenity ceremony, a sacred tradition of the oasis. The desert dwellers explained that at night, the oasis came alive with music, a gift from the ancient spirits who had watched over the sanctuary for centuries. The midnight serenity was a time for reflection, for connecting with one's inner self, and for finding peace amid the tranquil beauty of the oasis. Samuel closed his eyes, letting the music wash over him, and felt a profound sense of serenity fill his heart. Each night, the midnight serenity brought together people from all walks of life, each seeking solace and renewal. The desert dwellers shared stories and wisdom passed down through generations, their voices carrying the essence of the oasis itself. They spoke of the importance of finding balance in life, of nurturing the soul, and of the eternal connection between all living beings. Under the celestial canopy of stars, with the gentle murmur of the oasis as a backdrop, Samuel discovered a deeper layer of the oasis's wisdom. It was a wisdom that transcended words, a knowing that could only be felt in the quietude of the night. As he continued to attend the midnight serenity gatherings, Samuel learned to appreciate the beauty of the present moment. He understood that life was a tapestry of experiences, and that the oasis, like the night sky, held the promise of serenity even in the darkest of times. And so, my dear listener, as you close your eyes and let the night embrace you, may you find your own midnight serenity. May you discover the music that soothes your soul, and may the wisdom of the desert oasis guide you on your own journey of reflection and inner peace. As the days turned into weeks and the weeks into months, Samuel continued to delve deeper into the mysteries of the desert oasis. He had become a trusted member of the oasis community, and they shared their stories and wisdom with him, knowing that he would carry their secrets with reverence. One afternoon, while sitting by the shimmering waters, Samuel noticed an elderly woman approaching. She was bent with age, her skin etched with the lines of a life well lived. Her eyes, however, sparkled with an inner light that Samuel had come to recognize as a mark of the oasis dwellers. The old woman introduced herself as Alara, the guardian of the oasis's secrets. She spoke with a voice that held the echoes of countless stories, of generations who had sought solace and guidance from the oasis. "Samuel," she began, "you have embraced the oasis with an open heart, and it has welcomed you as one of its own. But there are secrets here, buried deep within the sands, that even the desert dwellers rarely speak of." Intrigued, Samuel listened intently as Alara continued. She spoke of hidden caverns beneath the oasis, places where the water flowed into underground chambers, nourishing the roots of ancient trees that had stood the test of time. These trees, she explained, held the memories of all who had sought refuge and wisdom in the oasis.
As we conclude this moment of serenity, we invite you to keep the calm alive with slow. The door to restful sleep remains open. Don't hesitate to make every night a tranquil escape. Click the link in the podcast description to begin your free trial with Slow, your ticket to peaceful slumber. Thank you for joining us on this soothing journey. Until we meet again, may your nights be filled with blissful sleep and your days with renewed energy.